Pizza, pizza, P-I-Z-A. Pizza, pizza, G-E-E-Z. Pizza, pizza, P-I-Z-A. Pizza, pizza, G-E-E-Z. Pizza, pizza, easy. Pizza, kind of greasy. Pizza, nice and cheesy. Pizza, kind of sleazy. Pizza, pizza, P-I-Z-A. Pizza, pizza, G-E-E-Z. Pizza, pizza, P-I-Z-A. Pizza, pizza, ta-da-da.
Hey everyone, this is 122 in an eighth. I'm Chris, and I'm here with two out of three members of Meat Wave. How are y'all doing?
We're very great. Good.
So, what are your names?
My name's Joe.
And my name's Chris.
All right, so what are some of your earliest memories of pizza? What made you fall in love with it, pretty much?
Have at it.
Sure. You know, when I look back and think of my earliest memory, it's very difficult. But I could pinpoint a time, my first job, in fact, which is when I was 15 years old, was at Rosati's Pizza in Huntley, Illinois. And I think that's when I truly fell in love with it, because I had to work with it every day, and I'd eat it every day. And it's funny now, because I work at a pizza place now. I manage Santulo's Eatery in Wicker Park, and I eat pizza every day again. But it's the best food. It's fancy, not fancy. It's quick. You could, slow cook it.
It's whatever you want it to be.
It's whatever the hell you want it to be.
One would assume you would hate it, having to work with it every day.
You know, I wouldn't assume that.
No?
Because it's pizza. If it was anything else, I would say probably. But, you could do so... Like, it could be a dessert pizza. It could be a, classic cheese.
S'mores pizza?
S'mores, sure.
Guy Fieri s'mores pizza.
Yeah, we did a...
remember that? Had jalapenos on it. Or habanero peppers.
Yeah. Sounds like a sweet and savory like pizza. Habanero s'mores. That actually sounds pretty good.
If they sold it exclusively at Sam's Club in Walmart, and it was actually a mistake. They put habanero pepper on it on accident, and it wasn't on the label that it contained habanero pepper. And a bunch of people fed it to their children, and it just burned their mouths out. And the reviews were hilarious. They might still be up on the Sam's Club website. Check it out. It was really funny.
And then when they took it out of production, do you think people just bought them up and it momentarily became like the Hostess Twinkie thing, where like all of a sudden like one of these frozen pizzas goes for like 50-60 bucks on eBay?
You know, I don't think that happened, but it became famous very quickly on the internet.
So what was your thing that made you fall in love with pizza?
Well, there was a Pizza Hut promotion. It was a six cheese pizza. This was probably in the late 80s, early 90s. And, man, it was awesome. It was just ridiculously greasy, and it just made you morbidly obese instantly. It was so good. And then they discontinued it, and it was just never the same. I mean, they should really bring it back. If anyone from a Pizza Hut is listening, you really need to bring that pizza back.
Now, being
just for a month,
being alive in the late 80s, early 90s in Pizza Hut, did you have a copy of the Coming Out of Our Shells tape, the Ninja Turtles?
I don't think so.
No, you weren't a part of that promotion?
No. I was part of the thing where if you read a book, they give you a voucher
book
for
it?
A personal pizza. Yeah, Book It. That's what it was called. Remember that?
It was. Someone in a past segment talked about how they would read R.L. Stein books in like 45 because, minutes.
Awesome.
And that was just how they would get their pizza.
Yep, I would lie.
That's another thing I would mention is...
I would just make something up. The teacher wouldn't read the book.
How do you know? Yeah.
I used to like just read the back and then make up my own ending, kind of.
You had to summarize it, or what was the...
you just had to write like a few paragraphs, like a book report. Like
right.
Simple book report.
Right.
Yeah.
But most kids would be smart enough to realize, why would you spend an hour reading a book for a pizza you're going to polish off in 10 minutes?
Yeah. The pizza was always very disappointing just because it was so small. I mean, and like it was all crust. I mean there was no ingredient.
Pizza Hut is, even now. It's like you get a personal pan pizza and like literally like 4 inches in the center are actual pizza.
They sell it at Taco Bell, for God's sake.
That's so funny. At my elementary school, they used to say that, or they used to sell these Pizza Hut individual pizzas, but they definitely weren't from Pizza Hut. They just got the boxes, and they would make their own personal pizzas that were terrible.
Yeah.
And not to say that those were pretty good.
Did anyone buy the illusion?
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, they thought it was Pizza Hut, but, I knew.
Suckers.
So, working at Santulo's, are there any interesting stories? I'm sure there have
There's
to
gotta be.
Like, I mean, you guys are open until, like, what, 2 in the morning?
Yeah, 3 in the morning. So, yeah, there are interesting stories. There's always a person thrown out. I've cleaned up puke. The other night, we had to throw these people out because they were being really disruptive and drunk. It's always drunk people, you know? And so we like circled these people and said, hey, you have to leave, because this guy wouldn't leave. Wouldn't you leave if like everybody at the place said you had, like, you have to leave? But this guy didn't want to. He was like, I got my pizza, I'm gonna eat my pizza. And so
you needed to impress his girl.
His girl, yeah, that's exactly right. So we circled them and like said, hey, you gotta get out, you gotta get out. Eventually they left, and the girl who had just gotten another slice of pizza took her slice and just plopped it on the window outside, and just like all this grease, it made me see how.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't be laughing.
You had to clean that up. Slid down the window.
It slowly slid, and then there was this amazing grease mark. But yeah,
amazing.
Just people are insane there. They don't care.
I mean, was this during a packed point?
No, this was at the end of the. We were about to close, 3 a.m. So I mean, they had to leave regardless. But
did they leave you a tip?
No. Oh. No way.
Oh, fuck them.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But, I mean, a lot of people are nice there, too. But, yeah, these people sucked.
So, what is the ideal pizza? Like, what is the perfect pizza?
Oh, man. What did you say?
You can think about it. For me, I think there's great examples of every type of pizza. Deep dish is fine. It has its drawbacks. It's too filling. You can only have one piece. The New York style, like floppy thin crust, you can fold it over. It's like a pizza taco kind of at that point. It's more like a pizza puff that's not,
or a calzone.
Right, it's like a calzone. Exactly. It's like a pizza puff that's not fried. I think the perfect pizza, though, it's the straight up thin crust,
like cracker, like Neapolitan,
right? Like squares.
You like squares?
Squares. I'm a square guy.
So you're a Sicilian guy. Sicilian.
If that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's where that came
that's
from.
Sicilian,
but thin,
yeah.
But pretty thin though.
Thin, right? Yeah. Like, who does that really well around here? Like,
yeah. I mean, there's little places. I would shout out to La Villa, where I live, which is in Avondale, Pulaski.
Yes, yes, I ordered that.
Addison, yeah.
A few weeks ago.
That's classic.
Classic.
Yeah, and that's how Rosati's was when I worked there, kind of. And I would have to agree with you, actually.
Rosati's, very greasy.
I think now...
But just like a solid all-around pizza.
Rosati's in Huntley,
Illinois,
good
pizza.
Where I lived. I think they lost it, but when I worked there, they had it.
Yeah.
And it was, yeah, I think that's the perfect pizza, too. I agree with Joe. Because we're from the same area, I think, too. So that's what we grew up on.
It'll please everyone, you know?
Yeah. It's a party pizza.
Yeah.
Get the little squares.
So something that was mentioned in a previous installment of this was the idea that our particular generation, people who are in their early 20s to mid to late 30s, are particularly obsessed with pizza. because not only is our generation in the shitter in terms of economy and everything else going on, but there's a nostalgic value to it. So I think it's interesting that you mentioned that your favorite pizza is predicated off of something that you grew up with.
Sure.
Yeah, totally.
So it kind of plays off of that same nostalgic idea.
Yeah. It just never got worse as we got older.
Like, yeah, things lose their touch.
Never got sick of it, really. I mean,
it's simple and it's great.
It's simple, it's great, and although my roommate, he works at Dante's, and for a while he was bringing home, like, pizza every single night. And I will say, for the first 3 days, it was like, this is so awesome.
You know? After a while, were you sick of it?
Yeah, it takes about 4 days.
I mean, fresh pizza is
but that's like, and that's also the thing about Dante's. You kind of, it really is best fresh.
Yeah.
Reheating Dante's is tricky. You have to do it in the oven. That's the trick.
Definitely.
Yeah. So
not the microwave.
So that brings the next question: is pizza not enjoyable cold? I mean, that's the common trope, right? That pizza's good when it's a day old.
Most pizza's pretty good cold, I would say.
I don't like pizza cold.
New York style thin crust, not good cold.
I only like it hot.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Rosati's is awesome cold, I think.
It's like in my mind, it's just so set in my mind that like hot. It's got to be hot. I don't know. It's a very, it's kind of childish, but I don't care.
Now, you working at Santulo's, you eat at other pizzerias. Ever feel weird at all?
It feels usually good, actually, when I do. Like, I just got from La Villa, the place I was referring to, and it was amazing because it's different. It's different styles, you know? So I appreciate the different styles. Like, sometimes I don't really dig deep dish pizza, but when I have it next, it'll probably be pretty enjoyable because it's so different. It's the variety. I can't say enough about it.
So I guess this is a loaded question to ask, seeing as how the Pizza Allegiance is so strong. But where is the best place in Chicago to get a good slice?
It depends what you're feeling at the moment, I think.
And that's the thing. I mean, deep dish aside, New York slice aside, just your personal appraisal, like, if everywhere closed down except for one spot in Chicago, and that was the only one you could elect to keep open.
This is going to be very controversial. No matter what we choose,
I know,
we're kind of fucked. Let's go with, I'm just going to say Philly's best. Just because it's an all-around pizza.
Never had Philly's best.
Philly's best, dude. Get bacon on that shit, man.
Yeah,
dude. Just get a cheese and bacon pizza.
Philly's best from Philly's best. Fullerton.
Sure.
Oh, it's a chain.
Or the one in Lakeville. Or no, Lakeview.
I see.
They're all the same.
Yeah, and I'm gonna go Santulo's.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's really good. But also, Luke's Pizza. Do you know where Luke's Pizza is?
I've never had Luke's Pizza.
Oh my god. It's on I think it's West. It's Harlem and something. But Luke's Pizza has a really good, like, classic thin crust slice.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on Village Pizza? At Chicago and Western.
Yeah.
The one that touts themselves as the best slice in town.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. It tastes like Bocce's.
Let's do this. Bocce's versus Village.
I couldn't even say, really. I think it kind of tastes the same.
I'm going with Village.
I know you would.
Sorry, Bocce's.
I know you would.
You have better locations. The Wrigleyville one is consistently okay, but I never go there.
Didn't somebody hold up Village Pizza?
Yeah, someone held up Village Pizza, but it's all good because they're used to it. I mean, they know what to do.
They're still going.
They proved they knew what to do. Didn't even take the $100 bills underneath the drawer.
What did they do?
They got like $35. They dropped all the money on the way out. It was pathetic.
Sorry. Well, you would say Village Pizza?
I would not say Village Pizza is the best pizza in the city.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering what your take was.
Yeah, I think it's okay. I think it's
Village versus Bocce's. I'm gonna say Village.
Yeah, and I think it tastes the same.
So the
how about you, Chris?
I am choosing to stay completely.
You're neutral.
I have.
You're neutral. Sure.
Because, I mean, it's multiple episodes of this, so I can't really
say.
I do like Zyntulas a lot, honestly. I like that they're such big slices for $2.
Yeah, right.
And it's actually, like, legitimately good. You know, I don't feel like I'm being, like, duped.
Yeah.
Which is kind of nice.
Sure. I mean, it's not bad. I mean...
It's not bad.
Don't get me wrong. It's not bad.
Like, when it's fresh, I think it's amazing. But otherwise, yeah, I could see the gripes.
I think when you get a full pizza, especially when it's that super thin crust like that.
Yeah. It's dope.
Fresher is always... It's what you need.
It's the luck of the draw, though.
If you get a slice, you never know what you're going to get.
It's the luck of the draw.
If you get it fresh, you know it's probably going to be okay.
Weirdly, at Zyntulas, I actually enjoyed the seitan sandwiches.
Yeah, the sandwiches are great. Yeah,
sandwiches are...
We have really good seitan, yeah.
Very popular.
Upton's. Yeah, it's dope.
Mm.
So the final question is, what are the things that you feel when you get a fresh box of pizza? And it's not been opened, like... I mean, they closed it after they put the pizza in it, but you've not opened it yet, and
that's
not touched.
That's always a moment, you know? I mean, you just gotta put it on the table, just gotta take a breath.
You got the smell going already? Oh, man.
Then you pop those tabs on the side.
Oh, yeah, pop them out.
You know?
Lift that thing up, and you hear the creak of the cardboard?
Crack. And there it is in all its glory. It's all yours.
Ideally, it's steaming.
Yeah.
You see steam rise?
Yeah.
It's, like, one of the best food experiences you could have.
And then, like, the pizza's intact. There's no cheese running off.
Right, the driver wasn't fucking around.
It's been treated properly. It's just a great feeling.
Do you think that's one reason why you work at a pizza shop? Is to get to experience that feeling over to tap that pleasure center?
That's why I stay, at least, yeah. Like, you can feel good about it, you know? Pizza's great, and everybody appreciates it and loves it. At least who goes there, so yeah, that is why I stay. And that's why people eat it.